This is Kelly Elementary, and in the hallways is the actual shelters here at this school.
Danny Legg gives a tour of the school and more, where she now sends her two kids. She transferred them here from Plaza Towers Elementary after a tornado in May destroyed the school, causing the death of her middle child, Christopher, along with six other students. Legg says moving back to Moore after the tragedy was something she did for her children.
I wanted my children to understand the town didn't kill their brother, that a tornado and the lack of good construction in a building is what killed their brother.
Coming back to the town, Legg was surprised to discover that Kelly was one of just two schools in the Moore district that had safe rooms for disasters, and it was the only elementary school.
I was under the assumption that there would be more schools to select from. They weren't going to school if there wasn't a shelter in it, flat out.
The problem extends beyond just Moore. State Representative Joe Dorman from Rush Springs recently commissioned a marketing firm to investigate exactly how many schools in the state have shelters. Mark Neslin of Bar None Consulting prepared the study and says the findings are better than expected.
695 schools in the state have some type of a safe area, according to the way they have described it. That means that there's 38.5% of the schools that have something that they consider to be a safe area where they send their students and their staff in the case of a tornado scenario or bad weather.
But not all of those schools have shelters approved by FEMA to withstand the 245-mile-per-hour winds of EF5 tornadoes, like the ones that swept through central Oklahoma back in May. In fact, only 15% of all schools statewide meet that criterion. Moore Public Schools Superintendent Robert Romines recognizes that the city's two sheltered schools may seem like a small number.
A lot of times people will say, why do you only have two buildings with safe rooms? Reason being is because typically in the state of Oklahoma, or at least here in Moore in our community, we didn't deal with storms during the school day. It was night and early evening hours after students and families got home.
But the tornado in May made it clear that that isn't always the case. So Romines and district officials would like the number of shelters to increase.
Our goal is into all new construction, whether it be through a bond issue or whatever the case might be, we will incorporate some type of a safe hallway structure in new construction from ground up.
Including a shelter with new construction adds only about 15% to the total building expense, so it's pretty cost effective. On the other hand, trying to retrofit an existing school with a FEMA-approved shelter could cost three times that amount. Voters in Moore recently passed a bond issue to add pre-K additions to five existing elementary locations. Romine says the district is considering incorporating shelters into the building plans.
So that right there takes care of five of our current elementary sites. We don't have to go back and retrofit. We'll do that within new construction.
But the district has 23 elementary schools overall, so thousands of students could still be vulnerable to future severe storms. Danny Legg says she will continue to encourage building shelters in schools despite the cost.
We are fighting for everybody else out there in Oklahoma to make places safe for their kids to be at. The government requires our children to attend schools by law, then they need to keep our kids safe.
She's heartened by the fact that the two schools that were destroyed on May 20th, Plaza Towers and Briarwood Elementary, will be rebuilt with safe areas. Both are expected to open by next August. But according to Governor Fallon, adding a safe room or shelter to every school across the state could cost up to $2 billion. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton.